Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, June 16, 2025, through Friday, June 20, 2025. Monday, June 16, 2025. Muncie, Indiana area tax preparer sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for filing nearly 400 false tax returns. Christina Moles, a.k.a. Tina Lashley, was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release after pleading guilty to wire fraud and aiding and assisting in the making of a false federal income tax return. Moles has also been ordered to pay $567,010 in restitution. According to court documents, between 2015 and 2021, Christina Moles executed a tax fraud scheme in which she falsified 382 federal income tax returns for numerous clients without their knowledge. During this time, Moles was a tax return preparer and frequently attracted customers by advertising that her business would guarantee large refunds. Many of Moles' customers received between $5,000 and $10,000 in refunds despite having modest incomes. To increase the amount of funds her clients would receive, Moles falsely stated that her clients qualified for the American Opportunity Tax Credit. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, June 17, 2025. Former accountant for Westmoreland County PA business sentenced to prison and ordered to pay more than $8 million in restitution for lengthy embezzlement scheme. Jonathan A. Weston was sentenced to 27 months in prison and ordered to pay a total of more than $8 million in restitution on his conviction of fraud conspiracy, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and filing false income tax returns. Weston also was ordered to forfeit specific assets to the government which were derived from his illegal activities, including a 2008 Austin Martin, a 1933 Ford Model 40 Coupe, a condominium, and bank accounts. According to information presented to the court, from October 2005 to January 2019, Weston, as an accountant for Hillendale Farms Company, located in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, engaged in a scheme with another employee to embezzle approximately $6.8 million from the company and then laundered the stolen money through businesses they both controlled in order to purchase collectible cars, real estate, and various personal expenditures. Between 2013 and 2018, Weston also either failed to file or filed false federal personal income tax returns, including filing a false tax return in which he underreported more than $500,000 in stolen Hillendale monies. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, June 18, 2025. Woodbridge, Connecticut man admits $2.3 million pandemic relief program scheme. Yazir G. Hamed pleaded guilty to his involvement in a pandemic relief program fraud scheme. According to court documents and statements made in court, Hamed, an accountant, had ownership interest or a representative relationship with several New Haven, Connecticut-based businesses, including Access Consulting and Professional Services, Inc., Connecticut Medical Transportation, Inc., Arabic Language Learning and Program, Inc., Institute for Global Education Exchange, Inc., Access Medical Transport, Inc., IKEA Car and Limo, Inc., Center of the World Tours, North America, LLC, and Sundanese American Friendship Association, Inc. Between June 2020 and September 2021, Hamed submitted fraudulent PPP loan applications on behalf of these companies, overstating employees' numbers and average monthly payroll, and making other fraudulent representations. Through his scheme, Hamed obtained more than $2.3 million in PPP loans for his businesses and for his clients, receiving more than $1 million in loan proceeds for himself and his family, and significant kickbacks from his clients, Hamed used the funds for personal expenses, including educational expenses for a family member, and for a down payment on an $880,000 house in Woodbridge that he purchased in October 2020. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, June 19, 2025. Rhode Island business owner pleads guilty to money laundering conspiracy and obstruction of justice. Craig Clayton pleaded guilty to laundering tens of millions of dollars in proceeds from internet fraud schemes by creating shell companies and opening fraudulent business bank accounts. Clayton pled guilty to one count of money laundering conspiracy and one count of obstruction of justice. From 2019 to 2021, Clayton and others used his accounting and virtual CFO business, Rockhart Consulting, as a front to launder the proceeds of internet fraud schemes. As part of the conspiracy, Clayton founded shell companies to open business bank accounts in Rhode Island and Massachusetts, through which he laundered the proceeds of internet fraud schemes on behalf of his foreign-based clients. In total, Clayton laundered more than $35 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, June 20, 2025. Former owner of fuel truck supply company sentenced to prison for bid rigging and conspiracy to monopolize. Ike Tomlinson, the former owner of fuel truck supply companies, was sentenced to 12 months in prison and a $20,000 fine for his leadership role in conspiracies to monopolize, rig bids, and allocate territories for fuel truck contracts that assist the U.S. Forest Service's efforts to battle wildfires in Idaho and the Mountain West. Tomlinson pleaded guilty to conspiring with Chris Byrd, the owner of another fuel truck company, to rig bids in each other's favor. Both individuals pleaded guilty to the charges from the federal antitrust investigation into bid rigging and other anti-competitive conduct in the fuel truck services industry. According to Assistant Attorney General Abigail Slater of the Antitrust Division of the U.S. Department of Justice, the sentence sends a message that bid rigging, particularly bid rigging affecting federal agencies, will not be tolerated. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.